With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is threatening to carry out mass layoffs of federal workers with the government shutdown underway. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A presidential spokesperson said government agencies are already preparing for cuts, even as Vice President J.D. Vance insisted no final decisions have been made. Typically during shutdowns, federal employees are furloughed and they receive back pay once the government reopens. But President Trump has directed the White House Budget Office and cabinet secretaries to identify jobs to be cut. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "We believe that layoffs are imminent." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meantime, Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is squarely to blame for the shutdown.
It's only because he's scared of his left flank. And he's genuflecting to the left wing of the Democratic Party, and that's what's literally driving this shutdown.
Sullivan and other GOP senators say that Schumer is afraid of being primaried by AOC if he does not prove himself to be sufficiently anti-Trump. Sullivan was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A deadly vehicle and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England.
People were killed after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Greater Manchester Police believe the suspect is also dead after being shot by officers. The incident occurred on the Jewish religious holiday day of Yom Kippur. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced additional police deployments at synagogues across the UK following the attack. Karen Shamas, London.
British police have declared the rampage at the synagogue that killed two people on the holiest day of the Jewish New Year a terrorist attack. No sign of a compromise to end the government shutdown now in its second day, and Israeli naval forces aborted most of the vessels in a flotilla attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza and detain dozens on board. This is SRN News. It's not too early to start thinking about the Christmas holiday and how you can help the needy in your area.
One way you can do that is through the Salvation Army. The Army is revving up its 2025 program to help families in need with its annual Christmas Angel Tree program. The Angel Tree program supports low-income families with young children by providing Christmas presents catered to each child. Donors and community members sponsor accepted families, then purchase and wrap gifts for them to be distributed on Christmas. Registration for the program is available in most Salvation Army locations. George Williams, SRN News.
A year after seeking to reorganize its depleting finances in U.S. bankruptcy court, the Vermont Roman Catholic Diocese is struggling to cover about $1.5 million and counting in related legal bills under federal law. An institution requesting Chapter 11 protection must pay attorney fees not only for itself but also for officially recognized creditors. This is SRN News. A new major partner is taking a stake in a couple of crucial mining projects in the state of Nevada.
The U.S. government is taking a minority stake in what's developing into one of the world's largest lithium mines. The Department of Energy is taking a 5% equity stake in Lithium Americas, which is developing the mine in northern Nevada. The company is based in Vancouver. The Energy Department is also taking a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project, a joint venture with General Motors, which is considered crucial in reducing U.S. reliance on China for lithium. I'm Donna Warder.
The financial markets seem to be taking the government shutdown more or less in stride, but there are still ups and downs. Yesterday it was mostly positive. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is giving some of that back. It's down about 98 points at this hour. The S&P 500 up by 12. The high-tech NASDAQ is up by 13 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.